happy hump day. I just had to listen to Jackie Schimmel's podcast to see if she said anything about the whole song and me calling her racist. She said something about a Diana. I don't know if she's meaning me or not, but regardless, I think it sucks that she will only talk to me through lawyers. Like, why would she want to involve lawyers? It's like, I wanted to see why she thought I got in trouble for singing the song, whereas she doesn't, you know? Like, what's the difference between her and me singing the song? Clearly, it's because I'm Mexican, Latina, and I'm just trying to show all these white people that you guys really are closeted racist, and you guys don't even realize it. You guys are really going by the color of his skin when you guys don't even know the shades that Mexicans and Latinos, you know, we can be shades of white sometimes, and so can African Americans. That's why we shouldn't go off color at all. Sorry, my baby's over here trying to bite everything. Hey, no, stop, or else you're gonna go in timeout. Come on. So, anyways, said somebody called her a racist, but anyways, I really want to call out her podcast because she is the most racist person. She says she doesn't even know Annabelle, but she follows her on Instagram. She works at the same company with her. To me, it just seems like she's embarrassed of her. Why would she invite Alex, whatever that fucking girl from Call Her Daddy is. I don't even listen to that anymore because I totally took Sophia's side. Hey. Because I think, you know, like the girls from the Guys We Fucked podcast, they were just answering a casting call. You know, they were doing a job. So I can totally see both their side. I think Alex got super greedy. Just like so many women do. They just don't support each other. Even if they're like cheating on each other's husbands or whatever, it's not the woman's fault. The girl's single. The man's fault. Hello. Because I've always been the girl in that situation. So, anyways. Yeah, and Jackie Schimmel is so narcissistic that she runs her husband's Instagram. So, no, if you talk to her, that's really her, not her husband. That's why I just go ahead and leave messages on there, because she blocked me from her account, but she won't block me from her husband's, which is kind of retarded. Yeah, I called you retarded. Well, not you, but what you're doing is retarded. You say, like, it's, like, so touche. Like, she says she likes the trolling and she likes this, but I said one thing to her and she blocked me. So it's, like, get over yourself. I don't deny the Holocaust. All my ancestors were Jewish and they're all dead now. I just believe the Messiah came already. Yeah. So, I'm going to pray for you, Jackie. Because it just seems like that's all these people need is a lot of praying. And then she, like, admits she wants to have a demon baby. Ooh, that's scary. Maybe she's going to give birth to the Antichrist. Okay, well, just wanted to, yeah, and she's still calling it bitch Bible, which is weird because she's Jewish, so it should technically be the bitch Torah. So maybe I should call mine the bitch Torah because my ancestors are Jewish, right? Okay, well, Holocaust is real. Kanye wore a shirt that said White Lives Matter, and Candace Owens was with him. Everybody's flipping out. We bombed the pipeline, pretty much. I don't understand how President Biden can say that, and then that happens. That's worse than what I did. He shouldn't even be president. Or the Democrats are destroying America, and I have all the proof. And that's what I've been trying to say since 2014. And I sent a letter to STIRS, the retirement thing. So hello, if you're listening to this, maybe you should let the government listen to this too, so they're aware of how corrupt everything is. even the courts. So, yeah. I mean, I would never be a teacher again after all the corruption that I saw. My district alone stole $300 million in tax money. And if you don't believe it, look it up. Montebello Unified School District, $300 million. The whistleblowers got fired, but they weren't really the whistleblowers. I was. The person I went to is a Cleve Pell. Cleve Pell. So you tell me how I can go to... I went to him to report corruption, and I end up disabled with no job, and I try to fight for my job. Figure that shit out. I just didn't realize. I didn't, you know, it's like so sucks. It so sucks because all this life I was told everything on how to do, and barely, you know, here I am at 42. I finally am able to make my own decisions. But I'm realizing in America it's an illusion because they all want to divide and conquer. I wish I would have seen this a long time ago, because then I wouldn't even bother changing parties. I would have just not voted. Because I just think it's not an election. It's a selection.